News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the broad range of our AM FM capability here at WVNN, which, you know, I always say it, that pretty much means you're out of North Alabama and South Tennessee. I mean, you're out there somewhere else, but doesn't matter, we're there too. So all you got to do is go to any device, your phone, go on, you know, your iPad if you want to, your laptop, your computer, whatever. All said and done, go to rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org is our website, and on there you'll find a place where it says Listen Live. Click on the Listen Live green button that Birdman set up, and I always say no matter where you is, there we is. So yeah, people all over the place, way outside of our AM FM can hear us. And one of the things that we're doing too, by the way, I want to make sure you know, you're about to start hearing some new ads playing. We've got great team members. And just know this, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio per se, like if you have said, hey man, like we've had several that have contacted us say, that's the show that I want my stuff on. Well, then you need to contact Right Side directly. That's the way that works. So just know this, we sell our advertising. We get our team members signed up separately. You just go to our website, go to the contact, and send us an email and say, I want to advertise on Right Side. We will get you hooked up with either Ed or Bobby. They will square you away, and we'll have you in there in just, you know, lickety-split. So yeah, that's the deal. I'm going into a segment right now I call Stolen Valor. Now, when I say stolen valor, especially in a community like this listening audience where we have a lot of veterans, a lot of you guys know, and you can go by, there's websites out there, stolenvalor.com. You know, and it's amazing to me when people will try to pretend to be something that they're not. I mean, I don't get it. There's no dishonor in any aspect of military service. I don't care what your role was. If you went to war and did not get a Purple Heart, why would you fake it and put one on your uniform? If you, you know, were an infantry soldier but you didn't go to Ranger School, so what? You were still 11 Bravo Infantry, Queen of Battle. I mean, that's a big deal. If you were a truck driver, I got news. We are not going to, you know what the most dangerous job was in Baghdad when I was there? Convoy operations. So there is zero reason to fake a military resume. Now, I remember, you know, I was a part of the, I've, you know, been a member of the VFW, and I had, you know, any number of times, whether as an elected official or just as a veteran, to participate in veterans events. And there was one old guy in the Gadsden area. Can't remember his name, but he would always show up, and it just took maybe 10 seconds for you to realize, you know, bless his heart, old boy's not firing on all cylinders anymore. He's not quite right. And he always wore this kind of, I don't know how to describe it, it's kind of a jacked up uniform. Basically, it's something he put together. And he had on a green beret, but he didn't anymore know what a green beret was. And then he had, you know, things pinned to his uniform that it just basically he was excited to look like he was somebody. But he was also harmless. But what happens when you have someone who's, I don't know how to put this, not so harmless? What happens when you got a politician who is running for office? And, you know, the weird thing about politicians, and one of the reasons why it becomes such an identity thing, is because there's so much public approval or disapproval attached to being a public official. I'm going to be honest with you. When I left after 8 years, there was probably a third of the legislature that we all left. And I would say that the vast majority of those who left were people who it was not our identity. And there's some down there now who've been there longer than I was there who it's not their identity. But there are some in Montgomery and in D.C. who they don't know what to do with themselves if they're not in the public arena, because that's how they get their self-approval. That's how they get their confidence. If they don't have the title next to their name, or they didn't get elected, they don't know what to do with themselves. And it's sad, really. It really is. But I've seen it a lot. And you know, you've got to be who you are without the status of the position. Because if the position is what gives you who you are, then you've got bigger problems. The same is true with the resume. If you have to lie about your resume and say that you're something you're not, you've got much, much bigger problems. Well, I've got a whole stack of stuff here about things that are being said by any number of politicians that felt the need to have to change their resume to make themselves to be something they're not. We've all heard the story about, you know, Trump called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, which I thought was awesome, by the way. It just rankled her camp, but she deserved every second of it. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But then you've got others who lied about military service, and then one of the most prolific liars in terms of his own background is the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. I am not going to, by the way, make up something about him making up something. I'm going to tell you things that he said himself, all right? And I'm going to tell you, by the way, that some of what I'm going to report is he's being called out by liberal media sites. So, yes, I've got some stories from Fox, but I've also got some stories from, I've got one from Mother Jones, of all places. Phil Williams, you did not go to Mother Jones. I did. What do you think of me now? Copper, do you know what Mother Jones magazine is?
I've heard the name, but you got to remind me.
Well, I'm glad you don't know, just to be honest. That's just like me finding out you don't know what hardcore drugs are. You know, it's just this is good. But it is the most mind-numbing liberal periodical that comes out anywhere in the world. But Mother Jones. But thank you, Copper. You've restored my faith that millennials don't always read Mother Jones. That's good. But nonetheless, folks, even Mother Jones called out Biden on one of his false claims about his own background. So I'm going to spend the next little bit after we get back from this break talking about, I'm just calling that whole segment of the Triple Dipper, stolen valor. And what does it mean when a legislator, when a politician, when anybody for that matter, decides that the only way they can get a leg up is to pretend they're something that they're not? It's just sad, y'all. I mean, it's just pitiful. If you can't be who you are, then why do we want to vote for you? That's my question. If you got a lie on your resume, what was it? Copper and I were talking yesterday after her Copper's Corner. What, Copper? I said something. Oh, I know what it was. Yes, that I had an older attorney who I heard him say in front of the jury one time. He said, "Folks, you're going to hear some witnesses." He said, "My granddaddy used to tell me, if you lie about a little, you'll lie about a lot." Mm. Well, I question if someone's going to lie about their resume, their past experiences, to try and gain notoriety. What else will they lie about? And then they're going to be in charge of the nuclear codes? That just bothers me. All right. We'll be right back after this break. I will start telling you the actual examples. I got a stack of paper in my hands on a segment I'm calling Stolen Valor. You will be shocked and maybe not shocked. We'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. And the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama, South Tennessee, is this one. And I say that knowing full well I've got a caller from Tennessee. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and grab that real quick. Steve from Tennessee. Hey, brother, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing well. I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm not at all surprised because children – young people, the progressive mindset is focused on the word equity. Now, you and I would say equality. Dr. King said equality. They mean equity like all the kids get a trophy. So they don't think about it anymore that, you know, you've earned it and I haven't yet. It's like you've earned it and I deserve it. And I think that flows over all of this. Credit, honor, wealth, everything. Just my two cents, man. Later.
Man, perfect comment, Steve from Tennessee. Perfect comment. I could do a whole segment of what he just said. That was good stuff. So listen, and he has a great segue. Copper, did we have a caller a minute ago too? I think it was Leanne. Was she in and out? No, she did not. Okay, all right. I thought I saw her on the board. All right. So, stolen valor, number one of the Triple Dipper. Here's what got my attention. Here's what got me brewing on this story off of Fox yesterday, January 13th. That would be yesterday. The Washington Post, by the way, keep in mind, Washington Post, not known for conservative viewpoints, right? Their perspective is skewed. So anyway, the Washington Post has awarded Biden 4 Pinocchios. If you're not familiar, the Washington Post has this fact checker thing they do. They will review comments made by public officials, and based upon their reliability or their, for that matter, they're just flat out lies, they'll give them 1, 2, 3, or 4 Pinocchios. 4 Pinocchios is as bad as it can get, I believe. The Washington Post awarded President Biden its harshest fact check rating of 4 Pinocchios over his false claim this week that he was arrested for the first time as a teenager while attending a civil rights protest in Delaware. Okay, I'm about to keep, all right, keep in mind, that's this week, all right? So here we are, January 2022. Biden said in his speech the other day at Morehouse College in Atlanta, the one, the angry old man speech where he yelled at us and called us all racist. He went ahead at one point in there and he says, "And I was there as well. You think I'm kidding, man? It seems like yesterday the first time I got arrested." And what he was talking about was a claim that he has made more than once that he, over the years, that he was arrested in a civil rights kind of protest environment. And the story goes on to say the primary source for this story is Biden. And we've learned over the years that he is not always a reliable source, is what the story says. That's coming out of, by the way, that's coming out of the Washington Post. Fox is reporting what the Washington Post said. So that happened this week. Biden claiming just this week that he had been arrested during civil rights protests. Well, I had some recollections. Some recollections got me to surfing, doing some of my resourcing for the show, FoxNews.com, 1 year ago, February 21. Biden claimed he was once arrested for trespassing at the Capitol at the age of 21. What? Yes. A story came out last year reminding people that in 2007, in an interview with David Letterman, then Senator Joe Biden of Delaware claimed that he was arrested in the U.S. Capitol when he was 21 years old. He claims, and I'll just paraphrase the story here, he claimed that he and some friends from Georgetown had gone over to visit the U.S. Capitol because he says he was fascinated with it. And he did wind up becoming one of the youngest elected U.S. senators ever at the age of 29. I'm telling you, he's never had a real job. But nonetheless, he claims that he walked into the Senate. There was no one guarding the doors. He walked in by himself, realized he was on the Senate floor. I can see that being kind of interesting. And he says he walked up, and this is him talking here to David Letterman. He says, "In those days, no guards stopping you everywhere. They just got out of session." He says, "I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber. I was stunned. I walked up, and I sat down in the presiding officer's seat. A guy grabbed me by the shoulder and said, 'You're under arrest,' Biden said, but he didn't stop there. He says, literally 9 years later, as I walked onto the Senate floor through the same door, that same guy, a cop, says to me, 'Senator, you remember me?' I said, 'Geez, I don't.' He goes, 'I arrested you 9 years ago. Welcome back.'" So in other words, he was not just reflecting on a so-called arrest. He was confirming it as having been reaffirmed later by the same guy who claims who he arrested him by putting words in that guy's mouth too. That's February of last year that story came out. Okay. Let's keep going here. How about February 2020, 2 years ago? Fox News again reporting, Biden reverses course, admits he didn't get arrested in South Africa. He's got this fascination with being arrested. He needs to have been arrested somewhere, usually in concert with, you know, people who are getting out there on the issues. So Fox News reporting in February of 2020, Biden reverses course, admits he didn't get arrested in South Africa. South Africa, you say? Yes, South Africa. So this is what he said. Former Vice President Joe Biden reversed course back then in February 2020 on his claim that he had been arrested in South Africa during apartheid, saying simply instead that actually he was just stopped, not allowed to move where I wanted to go. That's a big difference. The, "Excuse me, sir, you can't go in there," is not the same as being detained or arrested. I'm just, you can't make this stuff up. All right. Yeah, he goes, his quote, "When I said arrested, I meant I was not able to move. Cops wouldn't let me go with them and made me stay where I was." That's called the, "Sir, you have to stay here. You can't go in that room." That's all that is. But then he says what was happening was, in his quote, he claimed, quote, "This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had a great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him out on Robben's Island." And it says another event in Las Vegas, he said that Mandela even thanked him for getting arrested. He says, "Yeah, after he got free and became president, he came to Washington, came to my office. threw his arms around me. He said, I want to say thank you. I said, what are you thanking me for, Mr. President? He said, you tried to see me and you got arrested trying to see me. And of course, then he has to reverse course. Well, I really didn't get arrested. I mean, I was told I couldn't go there. And it was like, okay, that's that. How about we go back to 2019? You see this? Every single year, I'm finding a new Biden lie about his own credentials. MotherJones.com, Copper's favorite magazine. No, not really. I'm just kidding. You said it wasn't. So that time that Joe Biden lied about his academic credentials. God, it just never stops. Says a commenter from a blog dug up a C-SPAN video. By the way, you can Google this video. In fact, I saw the video a little while ago. I almost sent it to Copper to use for an audio clip, but I decided not to. It says he later apologized for misrepresenting his own record. Yeah. Biden, who had said that he had been top in his class in law school, had to recant and say, actually, they graduated 76 out of 85. Well, it's not the bottom, but it's freaking close. You can see it from there. He also had said that he had 3 degrees. Okay. So Mr. Biden said, quote, I did not graduate the top half of my class at law school. My recollection of this was inaccurate. That's pretty inaccurate. And as for receiving 3 degrees, Biden said, I graduated from the University of Delaware with a double major in history and political science. So my reference was to the degrees that I said at that Claremont event, that basically at an event he was talking about. He said, I said 3. I should have said 2, which is really not 2. It's 1. Because you have a single BA with a double major. That's the way that works. That's my sweet wife's got a double major. She was a double major in poli-sci and communication. She has 1 degree there. That's an undergraduate degree, a bachelor's with a double major, Mr. President. So he had claimed openly in speeches that he was top of his class at Syracuse Law School and that he had graduated from the University of Delaware with 3 degrees. Truthfully, he had 1 degree and was in the bottom of his class in law school. God almighty. Well, here's an article off the New York Post. I'm not even sure I'm going to get to all this stolen valor. I'm not even getting past Biden. Golly bum. I got all these other politicians sitting here in my stack, and I'm not even getting past Biden yet. My word. So now you got 3 or 4 lies about arrests. You've got 1 major lie he tried to perpetrate over and over again about his academic record. Here's a story by the New York Post that came out just about, 45 days ago. President Joe Biden keeps telling lies. Well, the title of it is Biden's Obsessive Lies, Small and Large, Are Big Trouble for America. Remember what I said a minute ago? Lie about a little, lie about a lot. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What else are we hearing from him that just fits what he needs it to be as opposed to what is really real? I mean, is he like my buddy in the woods and is seeing ghosts and they're not there? Probably. President Joe Biden keeps telling lies, says the article from New York Post. He just told a New Hampshire crowd of having had a house burned down with my wife in it, but she got out safely, God willing. In fact, the Associated Press reported it was really a minor kitchen fire with no damage visible from the outside. I'm sure that was scary, but it was not having had a house burned down with my wife in it. That was his quote. That was his actual quote. It says he's overblown that incident in the past, but not quite that much. Biden also claimed he was offered a job by an Idaho lumber company. They have no record of him. He claims he used to drive an 18-wheeler. It didn't happen. He also said he visited Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue after the 2018 massacre there, speaking to the rabbi when the synagogue says he's never been there. And they go on to say he invents stuff in order to make a seemingly personal connection with his audience, but it's a phony connection. Biden has been in Washington almost his entire adult life. He is not a blue-collar worker struggling to get by. And you wonder, what else is he saying that's not true? Well, I got more of these in the stack. They're not all Biden, but man, he's got plenty of his own. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about some more. Not the least of which is Manhattan District Attorney, Mr. Bragg, who's got a totally different background than what he said in his campaign. Or how about the senator who lied about his Vietnam service? Then there's Pocahontas, and I got a few others. We'll see how far we can get before the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We're in the triple dipper. I call it stolen valor. What happens when politicians lie about their past? Ain't good. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I was, you caught me off guard with coming back in, Copper, because I was laughing. Shout out to Chad. Chad, I believe in Huntsville, just tagged me in a Twitter post. He's listening to the show about stolen valor. And so Chad, he just posted up my Twitter feed. He goes, "One time I got arrested with Corn Pop. He was a bad dude while trying to save puppies in Syria." That's just funny right there. It's funny, but it's sad too. Hey, Copper, grab the mic.
Yeah.
So Mother Jones, by the way, magazine. I just thought, I'm going to see what their headlines are right now.
Oh boy.
I just went over to their website. So motherjones.com. I hate that I shouldn't be advertising, but one of the banner headlines is "The Coming Coup: How Republicans Are Laying the Groundwork to Steal Future Elections." So that tells you what Mother Jones is like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what. I got a little time, so let me go through some of these other stolen valor stories that I've got. And then coming up top of the hour, right after the news break at 3, we've got Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute. We'll be switching gears and going into talking about how do you put a scorecard on legislators. Well, the Policy Institute, we've done that. We've done that. Last year, we had a great scorecard still available to you. I'll tell you about that later, but we've got a new one coming out, and Parker will help us unpack that. All right, listen, stolen valor, though. So here's one of the other ones that caught my attention. Story just, 3 days ago? Yeah, January 11th. So on the Post-Millennial, story from the Post-Millennial, January 11th, title says, "Manhattan's DA came from wealth despite claims of growing up struggling in Harlem." So apparently there's, you know, he just needed some street cred, I guess. He needed some street cred, man. I guess, you know, hanging out with Corn Pop. Alvin Bragg, the new district attorney for Manhattan, who, by the way, is making waves as one of the most liberal district attorneys in the United States. Not a title I would envy, but apparently he's good with it. The Democrat mayor of New York, the new Democrat mayor of New York, said that what he has is a hug-a-thug policy. He's letting everything go. Anyway, Alvin Bragg is the new DA from Manhattan, quote, but in his unveiling of policy changes, Bragg reintroduced a summary of his own upbringing that some sources are doubting. It says in this article from Post-Millennial, the Daily Mail shone a light on the wealthy background of Alvin Bragg, who during his campaign as DA tried to convey a more struggling past. It says in the article, it says Alvin Bragg is just trying to score cool points in the hood. It's revealed that Bragg, instead of what he said, which I'll tell you about in a second, Bragg went to Trinity School, a private institution in the Upper West Side of New York City, and then also went to Harvard thereafter. Contrast that with the January 3 memo from Alvin Bragg, where he said, quote, this is a quote, his own words, "Growing up in Harlem in the 1980s, I saw every side of the criminal justice system from a young age. Before I was 21, I had a gun pointed at me 6 times, 3 by police officers and 3 by people who were not police officers. I had a knife to my neck, a semi-automatic gun to my head, and a homicide victim on my doorstep." Well, actually, apparently after Trinity School, Bragg went to Harvard. He got involved in student government. His parents were very capable. They were upper middle class. His mother eventually became the dean of academic affairs at Manhattan Community College. His father was a career activist in the New York Urban League. Okay, that's the new district attorney in Manhattan. Yeah, and then there's one of my favorites, Pocahontas. I love this. You know, you can't do a story on stolen valor about people faking their backgrounds for politics or for personal gain or whatever the case may be without mentioning Pocahontas. So if you're not familiar, Elizabeth Warren, who's about as pasty white as they come. I mean, yeah, I'm a white guy. She's so white, she's almost clear. All right. So the bottom line is this. Elizabeth Warren's Native American problem just got worse, according to a CNN article from February of 2019. CNN, by the way. Not Fox News quoting Trump calling her Pocahontas. It's a CNN calling her out. Probably because they were supporting Hillary Clinton at the time. But nonetheless, it says for months, Elizabeth Warren has struggled to get out from under the muddled and occasionally contradictory story she has told about her own belief in her Native American heritage. If you remember, she lied about her heritage. She claimed she was Native American in heritage in order to, I think it was to get a position as a professor, if I'm not mistaken. However, she kind of left it, nebulous. Maybe it was a staffer that filled the form out wrong. Nope. The who uncovered this? The Washington Post uncovered her Texas bar registration. So as an attorney, she registered for the Texas bar in 1986, and they got a copy of the card, which apparently in her own handwriting, had it down as American Indian when asked to identify her race. So there it is in her own handwriting. Not just a staffer may have filled out the form wrong. Then there's, Senator Richard Blumenthal. Now, Dick Blumenthal is by all accounts a generally honorable man, but I think he gets carried away because he wants so bad to have done more than he did. The man's got a great resume. He was a Marine. And by the way, I will never fault anybody for being in military service but not being deployed to a war zone. So what, man? You went in and served, and if you went in and served in a time of war, you took that risk. All right? So if you didn't deploy, your service can still be honorable. Don't try to make it something it's not. But Dick Blumenthal has been caught many times. This article dates back to 2010. This is an NPR article, so you know I'm not going to the super conservative sources. But Dick Blumenthal said multiple times, "When we returned from Vietnam, I remember the taunts, the verbal and even physical abuse we encountered." He never went to Vietnam. Not once. He was a stateside Marine. Honorable nonetheless. Hoorah! I'm proud you were. But nonetheless, if you didn't go to Vietnam, don't say you did. Well, veterans love him because he stood up for veterans along the way, and he's done a lot for veterans' rights, but he is not a Vietnam veteran. All right, folks, that's Stolen Valor. Coming up next, my buddy Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute will talk about how to score your legislators. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.